The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Well, howdy there, patriots and obedient vassals. Welcome to your Saturday dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. It is Saturday, August 12th already, halfway through the month. Unbelievable. Almost at the end of the summer. I was at an event today, and there was a hedgerow of burning bush there, it's called, and really kind of nice, with a nice green color, nice big full bush in the summer, but in the fall, you call it a burning bush for a reason, it gets fire red on top, and as it transitions to from green, a nice deep green to red, there's all kinds of purples and all kinds of different colors to it, really beautiful plant, but I noticed the top was starting to change color. Okay, these are early signs. It's coming. The light's changing. These are the light cues to the plants. They react. They know what time of the year it is. And we're heading into the end of the summer. I hope you've had some fun. All right, as we slide into the New World Order here, and we're going to be crammed inside our 15-minute cities. We're going to be given rations for food, so you're not just going to go out and, you know, God forbid, should you want to go to McDonald's or something like that, but any place you go, you'll get what food they think you should have, and it doesn't look like you're going to be eating much beef. Not only are they cutting grain and fertilizer, because when fertilizer, you think plants, oh, geez, well, vegetables are going to be low. Well, you know what cows eat? All right, they eat pretty much the same thing we do. All right, they eat vegetation as well. And if you ain't got fertilizer for that, well, you got a problem there with your beef. But there's an attack on farmers. We had a whole bunch of beef processing plants just mysteriously go up in smoke last year. Remember that? I know y'all got short memories, but tell me you didn't forget that. Right? All that hysteria about the tick, the Lone Star tick, bringing this this allergy. It gives you an allergy to meat. Now, well, that might be just a cover story. They've been engineering this stuff. They're on record. We have the documents. We have them on video, you know, telling us that they're going to do this. To create, to engineer humans. It's all about engineering humans now. And to engineer them to have intolerances to things. All right, and what things are that? Well, these are the things that the UN and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, all the deep state globalists, you know, what they've determined to be unsustainable. All right, and bang, all of a sudden, people are going to start developing allergies to these things. So you watch. This is going to go through the roof. You're going to try to blame it on a tick. And we know that this is not the case now. Because this is showing up in areas that do not have the Lone Star tick. They got some splaining to do. Anyways, hope you all had a wonderful week. I sure did miss spending time with you. If you missed it, I had a special program last week. I was invited onto Republic of Texas Radio. All right, because I usually tuck you guys in at night on a Saturday. All right, and Steve and Alan, they get you up in the morning with Republic of Texas Radio. And they asked me to come on because going back a couple of weeks, my agenda, I was fully intending to spend the whole show talking about the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Well, I'm a blabbermouth. All right, I admit it. And I got going off on things. I did a very cursory introduction of what it was and what we were going to talk about, what we were going to hopefully accomplish. And I just didn't get to it. I did get through my callers, though. We did field some calls, and we added a few little pieces to the puzzle along the way. But I'm want to give a shout out and a thank you to those guys for inviting me on. Because one of the things that I did get to say during that show, and it's so true, I spent years touring the Northeast with the Eastern Regional Vice Chair for the John Birch Society. And he and I talked about Agenda 21. He did the macro, I did the micro. Right? I'd been, a decade or more at that point. I was a conservation agent in my town, so I saw what this stuff was packaged up like, what it looked like, and how they oozed it in through the door at the local level. He did the macro, where the UN came from, Agenda 21 itself, and where that came from, and we seamed it all together. These were in a series of 2-hour seminars. All right, the formal part of our presentation was 2 hours. And Hal and I both agreed that, we would stay there to the very last question was answered. We usually drive to these places because we're right in the Northeast. Yeah, maybe it's a 5-10 hour ride sometimes, but whatever. If we were going to go that far, we were going to stay and answer every question, every person that was there, and that was that. But in going just the 2-hour segment, countless people out of the audience, just regular tax-paying voters, had come up to us and said, thank you. You really made some key things make sense. You made some connections there that we did not know about. We had state representatives come up and actually, I think at least twice now, I've given testimony in the State House on bills to help oppose this. But it took 2 hours. It took 2 hours. You cannot explain the threats of UN Agenda 21, the tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff, if you think you're going to be able to convince anybody of much of anything in a 5 or a 10 minute interaction. And that's usually what you get with people. You bump into them, that's what you have. I learned an important lesson, all right? I had to throttle it back because I had, sit back and I look and I think, the things that I said to people, knowing I only had 5 minutes to influence them to do something, even if it would just go and research more, research a specific something maybe. But when I tried to dump it all on them, I did sound like a conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing lunatic. The classic stereotypic tinfoil hat wearer. That's what I sounded like. Some of these things, in many of them, this whole globalization nonsense, because it's got so many tentacles, it's got so many aspects to it. You're not going to convince people of what you know. All right, if you're listeners of RBN, followers of mine, I'm preaching to the choir here. To imagine taking what took you however many years to accumulate this knowledge, to think you're going to cram it in someone's head in a few moments and not come off sounding crazy is crazy. So, I really have set back and adjusted how I approach people now. When it's a one-on-one interaction where you really only have a few moments, I found that it's critically important to get a good read on people, before you start shooting your pie hole off. Ask questions, get talking to them about, what's going on in their neighborhood, the pinches from big government that they're feeling. Listen, be a good listener. And they will, without a doubt, every time, whatever someone's passionate about, that's what they're, it's just going to flow out of them. Naturally, organically, and it will look that way too. It will not look scripted. You'll have a hard time shutting them up sometimes. But what those hot button issues are, once they've given themselves away as to what they're passionate about, that's when you got to tailor your message. There's a whole bunch of things out there, and they're all interconnected. You just got to get them to go down one rabbit hole. Just one. If it's farmers, you're going to be talking about agricultural regulation, artificial scarcity of fertilizers, you know, and what might be causing that. Why? What might be a reason why? And let it go. You got a few minutes with these farmers at your farm stands, you know, these farmers markets they're up and going right now everywhere. You know, hit the farmers and the people at those farmers markets because they have an appreciation for fresh food too. Don't try to tell them about the whole grand conspiracy, all right? And that's what it is, not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy because they've admitted it. They've told us. It's like an open conspiracy, I guess. But yeah, hit them with what they're most passionate about. Sometimes it's young parents in the school districts. They've gone completely hog crazy right now. So yeah, don't try to take farming issues and cram them into the heads of parents of two or three young children fighting the school district. You know what to hit them with. You can tell them, hey, there's a great homeschool group in your area. I'd love to introduce you. Oh, yeah, we see what you mean. We need parents like you on the school committees. You know, maybe we can help make that happen. I know a group you can talk to. You know, give them something to research. All right, hit them with what they're passionate about. All right, don't go against the grain, against the tide on this. But that was an important lesson I learned. But getting back to my main point, I had pretty much the full 2 hours with Alan and Steve to talk about the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And even though there was a full 2 hours to it, that in itself was a cursory introduction. You could take each one of those things and spend an additional 2 hours on it and still not be exhausted. All right, but it makes you think a little bit. So if you missed that, I'd really like you to go check it out. And big shout out and thank those guys for the invite. We really did help shed the light on something, you know, that's not coming. It's here. They're incorporating it right now all around you. You should be hearing the clanging of the cage doors coming together, okay? Anyway, had a great day today. It was a beautiful, beautiful Northeast day. A buddy of mine from, as I told you, I belong to a unique club here called the Unforgiven Guardians. And it's essentially a bike group that helps kids that have been fallen victims to sexual predators. Right, that's just kind of our thing. That's where a passion is that this group of people has. And we have been able to sit in the courtroom and watch horrible people hauled out in handcuffs on their way to jail. We've also seen the victims and what can happen to the families. I am someone who has gotten anonymous phone calls from young men in their 30s who was quietly watching what was developing with an issue in a neighboring town and called me up to say, don't stop. You're on target. The bad guys that you think are the bad guys are the bad guys, and shared some horrendous stories with me. Now, there's some of the victims out there that have come forward to help that do not want to litigate at this point. They have families and lives, and they're stable. They've gotten through it. They were strong and somehow got through it. But this is all around us. It really is. And this is a small local brotherhood. I hope there's a group like this that exists near you. And if there isn't, maybe you should take some steps to see that one does develop. Because you're not going to have a shortage of deviant, evil people to keep an eye on. That is a promise from me to you. I don't care what state you're in, go look at your own sex offender registry for your state. Everyone that I've said, go ahead and do that. All right, just go and look. There's a little an option in there where a little bubble will pop up on a map of your town where they all are, where they either live or work. And people come back to me with their mouths hanging open saying, I had no idea. Three houses down from us. Right next to where my little girl goes to dance school, where my little boy goes to karate. We had one we got a hold of, did some jail time, got out, was to never have any contact with children. And he was running a karate studio at the time. There was numerous kids, male and female, that he assaulted. Or should I just say raped. Got to jail, in a short little sentence, being Massachusetts being what it is. And he was let out and ordered never to work and be around children again. And he wound up two towns away. It simply changed his name in someone who just simply recognized him. Looked through the window one night, and it was, getting into the fall when the days were getting shorter again, and the lights were on in the karate studio, and someone actually looked in and recognized him. Just changed his name and started another karate studio and started grooming new victims. Just a couple towns away. They're very arrogant. These are sick people that can't help themselves. But they're all around. You want to make sure that that's not a house that your kids go in trick-or-treating to this fall. All right, that they're not over mowing his lawn. All right, I'm always telling kids, get out, be active, grab a lawnmower, earn yourself some money. Build a good work ethic while you're young. But you know what? Don't knock on these doors. They're all around you. But yeah, we spend the time and it's a tough thing to do because you hear stories that are just, it's sad doesn't cut it. And you can't make them go away. As I sit here right now, the vivid descriptions of the things that were done, and it's not hearsay, that goes right from the victim's mouth to my ears. It's kind of haunting. You can't shake it. But at the same time, we got to see a child relax, take a deep breath, when the bad guy actually went to jail, was not on the streets, was not a threat any longer. And there's nothing better. Oh, I love this. This is the part I love the best. Is that what used to happen so much is these filthy, rotten pedophiles and their filthy, rotten attorneys get into the courtroom, and often the first thing they do is try to portray the victim as promiscuous and asking for it. The stare down as the pedophiles look over and stare at the victims. Well, now, they don't stare. They peek over their shoulder, and what they see is a wall of meat sitting around a little child that they had harmed. This child's not alone. These guys got on their bikes driving by the victim's house and giving a little rev to let them know that we're there and helping, we're keeping an eye on the neighborhood. And the same damn thing to the pedophiles. In some instances where we can actually go knock on their door and we hand them a printed out certificate that we just adopted the children of the neighborhood. Indeed. All right, we've got a break coming up. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You learn a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I
Red Pill Politics. If you would like to stay in tune with what's going on, highly recommend you head over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other shows. They got a live button right there on every page of the site. You can listen live. You can check out each individual host where a full archive of all their past programs can be found. All right, find stuff you like. There's programming 7 days a week there. Find something, download it. Share it around, make a comment, and as well, be sure to hit that donate button on your way out. All donations, big or small, are sincerely appreciated, as we're completely listener-funded here at RBN. Personal favor, I'd like you to run over to redpillpolitics.tv, get on the mailing list, check out this show. We stream a live stream every week on our Rumble channel, where you too can hop over and interact with others, post links and information, and let the show travel on in perpetuity with a whole bunch of resources and snarky musings attached to it. So participate in that if you would, and give us a thumbs up. All right, that does help keep the algorithms going in a favorable direction. Anyway, let's continue here. I want to, again, highlight some of what's going on in the socialist cesspool known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Right, all stuff that's oozing your way. Right, I promised you this. That's the thing about globalization, is elements of this are going to come in to every single state. You can call yourself red, you can call yourself purple, you can call yourself blue, you can call yourself whatever you want. But there are things from the international level that are instituted in the little Soviets within our country right now. Things that seem, they reek just like government. They look and sound just like government, but they're not. All right, that's part of a Soviet system. Remember your history. It's an apex council where decisions are made at the top and it rains down through their dragnet of agencies, bureaucracies, and bureaus, and turns into enforceable policies and regulation, ordinance, and code in your towns. And many of these things come in little waves, like contractions. It's almost like we're giving birth to an evil, globalist, despotic entity of some sort. And these contractions come with emergencies. All right, the COVID declarations, all unconstitutional in the way they did them, completely full of holes. But look at what they took. Right, look at what they took from us. It's astonishing. A lot of people, you know, I heard all the bitching and griping. Everyone's complaining good and loud, but that's about it. All right, you know, when you were allowed, you went out to a street corner and waved a sign, unless you were forbidden to. Yeah, that'll really help. Holy cow, I don't know, folks. It's time to be a little bit more assertive and observe what's going on around us. And in Boston, a new declaration of emergency because of the illegal aliens. And that's what I'm calling them. They call them immigrants. But you see, immigrants come in from a port of entry. Immigrants come in, they pass the test, they learn the language, they understand the founding of the country and their rights, all right? And they come in willing, okay? Not resisting at all, willing, wanting to acclimate, to become part of us. All right, that's an immigrant. These people who come from many nations away, bused, walking, on trucks, on trains, however they get somewhere near the border, and they just surge across in the dark at night, wading through the river, that's not an immigrant. That's an illegal alien, right, trying to penetrate, to invade our border. Right? No border, no nation. This is like, you know, the grand version of property rights. We can't defend our property, our nation, its borders, unless it's got borders. All right. Well, there's been a conspiracy, not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. They have, you know, two or more of them have plotted and colluded to take this nation down from within. The old Cloward and Piven strategy, go look it up if you're not familiar, right? To bring people in, get them on social welfare, bankrupt us from entitlements, all right, to cause strife. There's going to be such chaos in the streets that they're going to have no choice but to come in with police state-like tactics down all of us. All right, right after the break, we got a caller from Texas we're going to be taking. And got a surprise for you in the second big segment of the show. Stay with us, Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after this break.
That kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Wait. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Everybody, happy Saturday. Hope you had a wonderful week. We're starting to get a break in the weather up here. We've had some of the storms still kind of go through, but they brought with them some clean, cool air, which is quite a relief. Hope some of that rain is heading down to the Texas area, Arizona, and places like that. They sorely need it down there. So, God willing, that's where it's heading right now, because we certainly are. It filled right up. You know, good news is groundwater levels are high. Our wells are full. The streams are at capacity. We got blessed there with a lot of rain this year. But looking nice and starting to feel a little fall-ish out there, as I mentioned. All right, we got a call from Texas. Andy from Texas, how are you tonight?
Well, hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a wonderful day. The weather was beautiful. And I had to get out and try to do something to keep my head right, because there's so much negativity out there. I got to tell you, you know, if you had asked me that question 12 hours ago, I would have told you my head's ready to pop. So right now you got me in a good mood.
Okay, well, for sure. But, hey, so that's kind of what I called about. First and foremost, do send some of that cold weather down here to Texas. We could use some of that, some rain. Just shoot some moisture down here. Do your stuff, Dave. I know you're magic. You can do it. But, yeah, no, what I called about.
I've been praying for you guys, that's for sure.
Well, we've got like 46 days of over 100 degrees down here. I mean, we went from a really wet spring and everything was green to just within 2 weeks, everything dried up and it's crunchy and crispy and we've had fires down here. And it's really weird, this weather and stuff. And we know they're geoengineering, you know, they're doing their stuff. They're doing what they need to do. Yeah, but what I called about.
Leaders are going to declare a climate emergency, so you should be off that. They'll fix you guys right up.
Well, yeah. Hey, didn't we hear the climatologist come out and say we went from global warming to global boiling?
Yeah. You're going to ratchet up the fear just a little bit more. How about global hanging?
Yeah, well, I wish we could have some global hangings. That would be a feature to watch. They could put that on Fox, right? That would be better than The Simpsons. No, I mean, what I actually called about was, you know, all these years I've been on the road since 2013, all these years I've been trying to spread what I believed was the truth. And then all of a sudden you come to a dead end, and then you have to look in the mirror and go, holy crap, was I telling these people the truth? Because we find out that our history and everything that we're being told, we rely on so many different agencies, if you will, to give us the information that we need to know. You know, the ABCs, NBCs, then all this stuff. Then you got your InfoWars, your Steve Bannons, your Sky News, this and that. And we all can collaborate this all together, and somehow, some way, we can figure that into truth. And then we run around telling people about it.
Well,
and then
we
find out
what is truth then is actually the truth. But, you know, when we, the people, bring pressure on them, they've got to bob and weave, and they change all the time. You know, the same way they went from, an ice age to global warming to climate change. Those changes happen not just because they randomly woke up one morning and decided to change the marketing. That happened because we got onto their lingo and knew what they were doing. So they just
their
changed.
Narrative had to change to fit the people's. Yeah, I feel that. Well, but the thing is that I'm just very precautious right now, if you will, because now, you know, things that I thought was the truth, and, you know, things I've even called up on RBN and spewed as the truth, and people might have, you know, distorted it as truth. Hey, that's Andy. This guy tells the truth. I looked it up. It looked good. Well, look it up again. The same thing I told you 3 years ago, is there's a whole other explanation to it. Now, is the new explanation the truth, or was what I told you from the get-go the truth? That's the thing with AI. That's the thing with CGI, for that matter. They can make anything a different story.
Yeah, that's going to change everything. But one of my topics for tonight, and I'll work it in right now, is another thing that went on in Boston, other than our governor declaring an emergency because of what's going on at Mass and Cass. If you look that up on the interweb, you'll see it's an absolute stinkhole, and it's infested with crime and drugs and all kinds of stuff. But on top of it now, and the mayor of Boston, Mayor Wu, a complete communist. She was the most hated woman during COVID. She had people outside of her house protesting daily. And she finally had a law passed that people couldn't protest in front of her house. One of them decided to run for a councilor at large, Catherine Vital. You should look her up. But here's another thing happening in the Boston area at the same time of their little emergency. There was recently an arrest in a home in South Boston where there were six adult men who were claimed to be transgender. They were wearing wigs and trying to dress and act as women. One was dead of an overdose, and there were also four kids in their custody. Now, when fire and police showed up, you know, they each had their report, and the fire department said the place was a squander, that there was drugs and alcohol and sex toys all over the place. And also went on to say that what appeared to be six males wearing wigs. All right. So the Mayor Wu comes out and starts chastising them publicly, saying that they were inflaming anti-transgender rhetoric in misgendering the people involved. And you know, that what they said wasn't true. It was all just an assumption, you know, their opinion of the drugs and alcohol and sex toys. And then the cause of death, what appeared to be a cardiac arrest from a drug overdose. Well, once the coroner's report came out, and lo and behold, a drug overdose. Everything that the fire department said was right, but Mayor Wu and some of her comrades on the police department were out there spewing their progressive communist blather, you know, trying to tame the language in the reports. These are official reports from the fire department and police, and she's trying to tame their language in their, I mean, it is what it is. These were six gender dysphoric men, probably all of them drug addicts. One of them overdosed. I mean, right there, dead on the floor. One that was hiding in the back room wearing a wig, claimed to be the father of the children. And one lucky thing is that both fire and police both said that, you know, they should be taken into protective custody. So there was an agreement there. But unfortunately, DCF foster care here in the state are, I think, officially the biggest child traffickers out there. So this is a bad situation for the kids, no matter what. But you got government in there where they should be furious if whatever happened to allow those children to be in their custody and to have, you know, homes like this in our neighborhoods, you know, basically filled with drug addicts and sexual deviants. It's unbelievable. So they're going to, you know, what do you think about that? Changing the, you know, the government in this case, the mayor and her lackeys coming in and chastising the fire department for misgendering.
Well, I think it's just pathetic. It's just another testament to where this country's gone to. But when we look at this, okay, so everybody, there's been several movies out about child trafficking, because I've bought some old CDs and some of these, you know, they got these, you know, approved audience previews for new movies before you get to your movie. And I've seen like three different videos of child trafficking. So this Freedom movie or whatever, it just hit at the right time because this, the pedophilia is coming out. And that's one, number one, what they're trying to do. That's why this stuff is being so prominent. This transgender stuff, this pedophile stuff. They're trying to change the age for the legal sex with the kid and stuff and all this stuff. They're just trying to make all of this stuff normal to us so that, you know, well, they've been doing that for years. Forget it. Yeah, they're rocking on your porch and you got your beard and you're just chilling and the grandkids on your lap. Oh, yeah, they didn't get my kids. So, yeah, no, it's just been going on. And that's what they wanted to get to be, is a pastime thing, this whole transgender thing. But when you look at the government,
I mean, this is, to me, they're overcomplicating it and getting us to wallow into the weeds of detail here. But these people that call themselves transgender are basically homophobic homosexuals. These are people that are just not comfortable being called gay or lesbian, who have adopted this ideology of trans so that they can be with the sex that they actually are attracted to. And it's just, it's all warped. People are, I don't know, and they're doing it to young kids. And they're so impressionable. That's where the public and even the LGB community have had their fill of that stuff. I'm going to give you the final word. I got a clip I want to get in tonight.
Okay, I got you. So let me throw this in here real quick. So yes, these people, they're looking at this as an opportunity to come out. You were just talking about these closet gay guys or whatever. So they'll do the transgender, they'll do whatever. But this is a great time to come out because it's being popularized. It's all over the news. It's everywhere. It's in Target. It's in all these different places. So it's a great time for them to come out and to prevail with themselves. I'll let you go with that. Get your clip in, Chief. I love you, bro.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for the call. Opportunity. You know, timing is everything, for sure. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that. There's a lot of people getting involved in that. I don't think they would have normally. I think they're being pushed and programmed and enticed to, but we'll see, because the pushback is only just starting. That being said, I know I cramped my time here a little bit going into one of the breaks, but I got a clip I want to play for you. It's just a little surprise for you. And then we'll talk a little bit on the other side of it. But if you could there at Command Central, if you could hit that clip for me. It's about a 3-minute long song. I think you're going to enjoy it. You want to go ahead and play that clip? No, it's not coming through, I don't think. All right, that's all right. We'll skip over that. We'll go right back to the regular schedule here for breaks and whatnot. We'll do that another time. It was short notice getting this set up, but there was something I wanted to share with you, and then had a favor to ask of you afterwards. But we'll hit that another time. No. What I would like to do is impart onto you. Now, you can go ahead and stop that. Yeah, let's go ahead and stop that. Yeah, just we'll cut that. We'll play that another time. We'll go back to regular break schedule here. I really got to impress upon you that there's not the luxury of time anymore. Timing is everything. And the progressive left, because of what they do support and what they are doing and who they are allied with, they do not have the ability to stop and slow down. Because America, everybody, even the reluctant, if they're given a moment to take a breath and look around them, they're done for. You have a party that will collapse and will never win another election for decades. So they have got to seize control. They have got to enslave you and take control of your every thought, your every action. I'm telling you right now, that is this is it. They're pulled out all the stops. So every time you say, I can't believe they did that, oh, that's crazy, I can't believe they're doing this, that's all, it's going to be a redoubling down over and over and over again. They're not going to give you enough time to finish being mad about the treason today, because they're going to be hitting you over the head with treason tomorrow. Something new for you to worry about. We've got old treasons, folks, that are years, that are decades old, that are unresolved. I have etched in my brain visions of Hillary Clinton and her staff destroying their devices. Unbelievable. Sounds like we got a break coming in. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back for the final segment. We'll be back soon. Oh, all right. I thought I heard the bumper music coming in. Boy, we're having some turbulence here tonight. I thought I heard the bumper music coming in here. But if you don't redouble down, just as they have, and push back, and I promise you, these guys are not as confident as you think they are. Yes, it's horrible. The amount of power they have is incredible. The money, you know, some of the people that are involved in this at the top, you know, it's not about money when you are the one printing the money. All right? When you're the one that prints the money, it's about control. All right? But, man, I'll tell you, when you put the pressure on them throughout their little food chain, they make mistakes. They get nervous and they make horrible mistakes. They do things that they normally wouldn't do. They say things that they normally wouldn't say. And in today's day and age, everyone's got those cameras, those phones. All right, film everything, folks. Film everything. All right, now the real break's coming up. I hear music. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back for the final segment. Stay tuned.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Tonight and share the show around. Hit the archive later. Send that link around. Get people involved somehow, some way. Lots of great programming on the RBN website. republicbroadcasting.org 7 days a week. Go check out the calendar. Find things that you think people could benefit from. There's all kinds of topics there. Find something that hits home. Find that hot button issue. I'm telling you, that's the way to get through to folks. Doesn't matter what globalist rabbit hole they go down. But trust me, if they go down because they got kids in the school system and you hit them with something that they went and they say, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh my God, I didn't know that either. And all of a sudden they're bumping into other things that are, you know, tangentially related in there in another rabbit hole. All right, that Liberty bug, once it bites, man, it got you. Hit people with their hot button issues where they're passionate at. Don't try to take everything that you know and cram it in your head, because you will sound like a crazy person. It's just too much and too complicated, unless you got the venue for it. All right, unless you got the venue and the time, think about doing that. And tonight, the subjects that I wanted to cover didn't happen here in Massachusetts. The declaration of emergency from our governor, it was self-inflicted. Sanctuary cities and all this crap all over, and now you got it. Now you got it. You got the drugs. They went into one tent. They found weapons. They found drugs. And where are the kids? Where are all the kids? All right, no one's asking that question. There's people now that call themselves rulers and leaders who were elected as public servants going down. Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. I had no idea. Well, you're disconnected. You know, whether you're ignorant or despotic, it doesn't really matter. Neither one is a good option. If you can't do your job, get the hell out. And if they won't get the hell out, charge them. Title 8, Section 1324. All right, that's down in the show description. If you track down the Rumble link for tonight's show, you'll find that in the show description. Title 8, Section 1324. Times people don't know what law they're even breaking, can't quote one. Well, now you can. That's it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for spending another Saturday night with me. Love and appreciate you all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.